This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines. Central government notifies the appointment of Justice Revati Mohite Dere as Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court. Meghalaya Governor interacts with youth delegates selected for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026. Nagaland reports highest GST growth among all states in the country, with a 37% increase in collections. Senior BJP leader from Uttarakhand, Tarun Vijay, visits Tripura to express solidarity with the family of Angel Chakma. And now the news in detail. The central government has notified the appointment of Justice Revati Mohite Dere as a Justice of the Bombay High Court as the Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court, with effect from the date she resumes charge following the transfer of the incumbent Chief Justice. Meanwhile, a notification has also been issued for the appointment of the Meghalaya High Court Chief Justice Soman Sen as the Chief Justice of the Kerala High Court. Justice Sen will assume charge upon the retirement of the incumbent Chief Justice Nitin Madhukar Jamdar on the 9th of this month. The Department of Sports and Youth Affairs, Meghalaya, in collaboration with My Bharat Kendra, organise a meet and greet program at Lok Bhavan, Shillong, on Friday for youth delegates selected for the National Youth Festival Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026. Meghalaya Governor C.H. Vijaya Shankar congratulated the delegates for qualifying through a rigorous national process and urged them to view leadership as a responsibility rooted in character, discipline and service. He encouraged the youth to use the national platform to contribute ideas towards Viksit Bharat. Meghalaya secured national level representation in design for Bharat track through Nitin Shant Kumar Singh and Nicherika Singh of NIT Shillong, whose innovation, a smart braille watch, supports visually impaired users. Overall, 25 youth from Meghalaya have been selected for the dialogue through a multi-stage process. The delegates will interact with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 11th of this month during the 29th National Youth Festival to be held in New Delhi. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu on Friday called on Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General K.T. Patnaik, at Lok Bhavan, Itanagar. During the interaction, the governor shared his broad vision for the state, emphasizing a balanced and inclusive approach to development. He identified education, health, hydropower and tourism as the four key pillars, described as a four-wheels drive during Arunachal Pradesh progress, stressing the importance of investing in the future. The governor called for a strong focus on youth development and capacity building in line with the national aspirations of Viksit Bharat at 2047. He also apprised the chief minister of his recent engagement with the vice president of India as a chief of defence staff. Nagaland has reported the highest GST growth among all states in the country, with a 37% increase in collections for the period from April to December 2025 compared to the previous year. According to official data, the state's total GST collection reached 627 crore rupees during the period. This includes 234 crore rupees in central GST, 293 crore rupees in state GST and 100 crore rupees in integrated GST. Meanwhile, the central GST commissionerate, Dimapur, highlighted that as a consumer state with a limited industrial base, the destination-based nature of GST has redirected more tax revenue to Nagaland, enhancing its fiscal strength. It was also informed that efforts to educate the business community about timely and ethical tax practices, along with enhanced enforcement measures, have helped boost GST compliance in the state. Senior BJP leader from Uttarakhand and former Rajya Sabha MP Tarun Vijay on Friday visited Janardan Para in Unakoti district of Tripura to express solidarity with the family of Angel Chakma, an MBA student who recently lost his life in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. During the visit, Tarun Vijay met victim's father, Tarun Prakash Chakma, and younger brother Michael Chakma, who are observing religious rites at the local Jetban Buddhist Vihara. The former MP heard the family's account on the incident and subsequent developments in Dehradun and conveyed his deep condolences over the untimely death. Local MLA Sambhu Lal Chakma accompanied the former MP. Speaking to media persons, Tarun Vijay said that people across Uttarakhand have strongly condemned the brutal killing and assured that justice would be delivered. Tarun Vijay also informed the family that the five accused have already been arrested in connection with the incident, while ensuring that all those involved in the incident would be identified. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha, while inaugurating the 44th Agartala Book Fair at the Hapania International Fair Complex on Friday, emphasized that books are a person's truest friends who never betray, stating that reading nourishes the mind, and he urged the younger generation to develop a strong reading habit to enhance self-confidence and knowledge, which ultimately benefits society. He described books as a bridge that leads people from ignorance to knowledge and from darkness to light, comparing the Agartala Book Fair to a Kumbh Mela for literary and book lovers. He encouraged people to revive the tradition of gifting books and underlined the need to preserve and restore heritage to build a new Tripura. The 13-day book fair, one of the most prominent literary events in the region, features 183 stalls and offers a rich mix of activities, including cultural programs, book releases, an art gallery and poetry symposiums. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta on Friday chaired the 15 senior officers meet, reviewing the progress of key developmental and reform-oriented initiatives of the state government. The meeting took stock of projects under the Special Assistance of States for Capital Investment, reform-based initiatives on the status of utilization certificates, and discussions were also held on effective utilization of unused tourism assets, memorandums of understandings with ESRI GIS software company CII and NSADAQ, besides the ongoing investment initiatives across key sectors. Emphasizing timely execution and effective monitoring, the Chief Secretary urged senior officers to conduct monthly progress reviews to ensure smooth implementation of projects. Rio Langdhar has once been selected in the FIFA refereeing international list for the year 2026. This was informed by the All India Football Federation's AIFFS referee department of the Meghalaya Football Association. Dhar, a FIFA level assistant referee, has officiated at numerous international events over the years. She became the only second Indian match official at the World Cup in 2024's FIFA's Under 17 Women's World Cup in the Dominican Republic. Dhar is serving as a policewoman in the Meghalaya Police, was earlier appointed as an official of the AFC Under 17 Women's Asian Cup in Indonesia. The Northeast Frontier Railway, NFR, has introduced modern LHB coaches on two key train services, the Agartala-Dharmanagar Agartala Passenger and the Silchar-Agartala-Silchar Express, aimed at enhancing passenger safety, comfort and overall travel experience in the region. The upgraded LHB rake of the Agartala-Dharmanagar-Agartala passenger train was formally inaugurated at Agartala Railway Station by Rajya Sabha MP Rajiv Bhattacharjee. Similarly, the LHB-equipped Silchar-Agartala-Silchar Express was ceremonially flagged off at Silchar Railway Station by MP Kanad Purkayastha and Parimal Shukthabaidya. A one-day multi-stakeholder convergence meeting cum declaration of state action plan of IDP children was held on the agenda protection mechanism and transitional support for internally displaced persons children at Mini Secretariat Complex, Bishnupur in Manipur. The meeting, chaired by Chairperson of Manipur Commission for Protection of Child Rights, Kaisham Pradeep Kumar, was also attended by Additional Deputy Commissioner of Bishnupur, Toijam Upendro, and other officers. During the meeting, the Chairperson of the NCPCR submitted the draft State Action Plan for Protection of IDP Children to the Office of the District Administration, Bishnupur. The main focus of the meeting was deliberation of the achievement reports of the DCPU and stakeholders' observation from civil society organizations and presentation of State Action Plan for Protection of IDP Children. And before we close the headlines once again, central government notifies the appointment of Justice Revathi Mohitadere as Chief Justice of Meghalaya High Court. Meghalaya Governor interacts with youth delegates selected for Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026. Nagaland reports highest GST growth among all states in the country with a 37% increase in collections. Senior BJP leader from Uttarakhand, Tarun Vijay, visits Tripura to express solidarity with the family of Angel Chakma. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.